Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. A wonderful day, as is any, for you good sentries to accompany me and gaze into the multitudes of rippling sound spheres through the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Today, we will be continuing and concluding the first live recorded series, the SMK Concert Curation Recordings, throughout this broadcast, holding the bulk of our listening time together. Entering into this observational session for us, Bonnie Trash, the powerful, raging, cool, and darkly sweet Guelph gothic avant-rock band with Sleepless Sheep off their 2017 debut EP, Ezzelini's Dead, available pay what you can on Bandcamp. Bonnie Trash just performed at the 2019 Hillside Festival last month, which was my first time seeing them play through my own eyes. Totally radiant, totally blight, totally rock and roll. I had the magnificent opportunity to chat in an audience with sisters Sarah and Emma Bartolone-Vator during the additional extraneous Secret Scope broadcast of the SMK live on location from Hillside. And they were the greatest, the humblest, bright, and positive beings you will ever come across on this pale blue dot. Now, let's return to the current series at hand, the SMK Concert Curation Recordings. To recap what this series is, I have recorded several live shows that I have hosted under the SMK's live counterpart, Concert Curation, to be able to broadcast them on the radio counterpart here, after I personally mixed and edit them. And you could say, as audible proof. Just an appendage, if you want to, you can keep up to date on the concert curations over on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at SMK Concert Cura. Another important note, the live experience of musicking in all its aspects is such a treasure, and you being present for them gives artists and those who host them such a boost in confidence. I would know for my first performance as Piers Ulvaay, in which Yuga Centuries listened to that debut performance in last week's radio program. Please, whenever you are willing and able, journey out to shows, large and small, to support the local music scene. Let's plunge into the second half of the recordings from the first showcase I hosted. The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope presents The First Expedition, featuring Galax, Piers Ulvaay, Seawater and Rose, Stand Partners, from Saturday, May 18th at the ANAF Club in Guelph, Ontario. This will be the third segment of The First Expedition, Guelph heavy punk female duo, Seawater and Rose. Over the past few months, as you definitely have heard through these radio sessions, I have been embracing the punk aesthetic more and more. But oh, don't worry, prog will be in my heart always. Therefore, it's a treat to find punk acts that stand out with idiosyncratic, unique edges, which I find Seawater and Rose to possess. I was impressed by their powerful instrumental interplay and wicked vocal duality between bassist Danny and drummer Alexa in their intense performance. They were shocking in shaking the NF with raw energy and intricate vibrations, with mixed moments of controlled and cathartic insanity, upholding wide ranges and transitions of drum-based textures across their songs. Just the two of them, Danny and Alexa, whoa. Seawater and Rose's set features many songs, including those from their demos Volume 1, 2019 EP on SoundCloud, like Ya Feel, Blue Boy, and two songs I really fancy, Carlot and Low Expectations. So here we have Seawater and Rose, live at the NF Club in Guelph, as part of the first expedition from Saturday, May 18th, hosted by my SMK Concert Curation, here on CFRU 93.3 FM and CFRU.ca.
We're Seawater and Rose. First song is called Carlot. Her snare was off. Okay, here we go. from the ooze. This one's called Where's Your Light?
Where is your light? Where?
Blue boy. I can be a blue boy, where I can wear a favorite dress. Teach me something new, I listen through your chest. Sleep and illness, welcome. We're gonna do a cover, song two by Blur.
Thanks to Nick for having us here and inviting us to play. We have buttons over here if you want one.
They're pretty sick, they got our logo on them.
Yeah.
Woo!
You feel?
Not yet.
We don't feel it yet.
Just go with it. It's punk rock.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, here's the rule.
We'll be right back.
We have one more song.
We have one more song. It's called Low Expectations.
This is Conductor, and you're listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM.
You have experienced the seismic nuclear punk comet that is Sea Water and Rose, live at the ENAF Club in Guelph on Saturday, May 18th, 2019, from the first expedition, the first concert that I have ever hosted, ever. Under the SMK concert curation. One last segment to finish this run of concert curation recordings, that is with Galax, the Toronto fantasy indie alternative rock band, in the next hour of this observational session. From rock to electronic, the scope rotates its gaze to electronica artists that fill the capacity of this hour. And we have a triple audible observational set, Surge. Starting this set is ever phenomenal, ever quirky, ever splendid Kitzel of Guelph. She has just released a music video for my hands-down favorite song from her debut album, 40 Moons That We Know Of, called Wizard Girls. It was directed, filmed, and edited by Justin Alexis, and available to watch now on Kitzel's YouTube channel. It's riveting, with otherworldly sparkle and light color palettes casted upon natural settings in Guelph. Check out the video on YouTube. Here is Wizard Girls by Kitzel on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
wheels messing, these crosses buzzing. Button out, button in.
Starting that set in reverse, we finished listening to Jethro Tull, yes, the Jethro Tull, with General Crossing, a rare song that only appeared on the cassette version at the time of the release of their 1984 electronic prog rock album, Under Covers. I'm totally obsessed with this Jethro Tull album for some bizarre reason. In the between was Vancouver queer electropop Alien Beast Devours with Forbidden Gloon from his Iconoclast album released at the start of this year on Artifact Records. And we started with Wizard Girls by Kitzel from 40 Moons That We Know Of, available on Bandcamp. Kitzel's next performance is at Riverfest Alora 2019, taking place from August 16th to the 18th. Kitzel will be performing at the Porch Light After Party on August 17th at approximately 11:30 p.m. To proceed into the next hour of the SMK, we have David Alexander. This Thursday, August 8th, David Alexander will be performing alongside Anthems of the Void and World News at the E-Bar here in Guelph for the inception of the Copper Wires concert series hosted by Guelph friend David Stein to showcase electronic music and performed visuals. Copper Wires number 1 at the E-Bar is a 19-plus event starting around 9:30 p.m., $10 advance online tickets or $15 at the door, not a physically accessible venue. But not for long, as I have heard that an elevator is being added to the bookshelf over the summer. Wonderful. To get ready for David Alexander at the E-Bar this Thursday, from the 2015 album Crossbow, available pay what you can on Bandcamp, here is Psychosis on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM.